Good morning, you guys. The spotlight on Maryland this morning. It is Gina Krasch. Is on Ullman Foundation. Is it? Brock Yetzo is in the house, president and CEO. Brock, is it Ullman Foundation or the Ullman Foundation? I know that sounds picky, but which is it?
Yeah, Ullman Foundation.
Okay,
yeah.
Just no definite article, just Ullman Foundation.
Ullman Foundation, yeah. It was short and sweet and to the point.
I gotcha. And you guys have had a lot of exciting growth and changes. We had you in here with Amy Farinak and the Amy Strong Foundation probably about a year and a half or two ago.
Yeah.
You were the Ullman Cancer Center for Young Adults, right?
Yes, yeah, so we were the Ullman Cancer Center for Young Adults. This is our 21st year, so we thought it was an appropriate time, turning 21. Becoming legal, but to rebrand, yeah. So we're you know, the same place, same organization, same values, same mission. Just a new look, new name. Tried to keep things tight and short and to the point.
I'm looking at the very catchy logo as well. It's very eye-catching and clean and reproducible when you're talking about all your great events and fundraisers. And with that, you've also grown into the Ullman House, which opened this January. And we introduce Maeve Cook, who is the Ullman House manager.
Yes. Ullman House, also know the on the front of that. We completely got rid of the in anything we do.
Because if you've seen the Social Network and they talk about that's how Facebook became Facebook and not the Facebook.
Exactly.
And also we want to welcome to the program Kathy Oliver as we drag the microphone across the counter, a volunteer and longtime client with Ullman Foundation. And also, you also have your own foundation in your son's honor as well. Tell us a little bit about the name and of that as well.
We do. So I'm president of the Beau Strong Foundation. And we started that. Beau was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma back in 2012. And he passed away in 2016. And we just... I think as any parent who's lost a child, their worst fear is that their child will be forgotten. So we wanted to create a foundation to keep Beau's memory alive. And his love was music.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss, but I love that you're carrying on his legacy in that way. And I love that Brock is always here to open the door, whether it's Amy Farinak and sharing her foundation and now sharing yours as well, Kathy, with everybody who's listening in the area to maybe realize, you know, other foundations that are doing a great work as well. And we're going to find out in a little bit about the music room, too, within the new Ullman House that also honors your son's legacy as well, which is really, really cool. So who better to ask than Brock, right, president and CEO, about Ullman Foundation. Now, you 21 years, you've been there the whole time, right? And this was, if I recall, has something to do with a friend of yours, right, that was a survivor.
Correct. Good memory, Gina.
Whew,
yeah. So Doug Ullman, our founder, along with the family, he was diagnosed 22 years ago as a young adult college student, and Doug and I grew up together in Maryland. And I was probably the first phone call outside of family. And so he pulled me in. Didn't take much pulling, but we stepped up and started a foundation with family and friends in the community. And still to this day, that's how we operate. We're very grassroots, activating people and friends and family to make a difference. And our mission is to create a community of support so that young cancer patients, their families can live with, through, and beyond cancer.
And what's interesting, we kind of got back in touch with each other because you had seen that we recently spoken with Casey Baines and a Casey Cares mom, and which you guys share some similarities. But I think what's really unique about Ullman Foundation is that, you know, you are handling the unique needs of young adults. And I think, is that what you found, that kind of age group was one that was going through a lot already, and then you add a difficult journey like cancer into the mix, and did you just find that there weren't those resources that you're now providing?
Yeah, you know, we define young adults as 15 to 39, and many cancer organizations, the NCI, recognize that. And so Doug realized that and experienced it as a young college student, and now we see it across many folks in our community. It's a unique time of our life, a time where we're finding sort of independence, we're starting new jobs, we're in college, we're starting families. And so when you put cancer on top of that, it's really difficult, really challenging. So a lot of our clients see that, and we try to create programs, partnerships, and resources to help them navigate that. Ullman House is the latest and greatest. But on top of that is there's a significant number of people. I mean, there's 32,000 Marylanders diagnosed with cancer, and almost 10% of them will be young adults. So that's 3,000 Marylanders every year that will face a cancer diagnosis as a young cancer patient, and many, many more thousands that are living with it. So a huge population.
That's huge. Yes, indeed. And 72,000 in the U.S., right?
Correct.
And
many
right here in Maryland, as you say. So what does the Ullman Foundation do to support young adults? What kind of things do you help them out with?
So many programs. So Ullman House would be a great one. We also do a lot around health and wellness. So we're big believers in literally and figuratively getting active in the fight against cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So a free walking running program called Cancer to 5K started here in the D.C. metropolitan area, and we've expanded it now to 12 different markets across the country.
That's great.
And that provides support where young cancer patients, their families, and their friends can meet other patients literally at a track two nights a week and train for a 5K road race. So that's one great program, and we have many others. We do provide you know, financial assistance to young college students. We've awarded college scholarships to young adults in all 50 states. And then we have, you know, a plethora of resources through our website, a guidebook that Doug Ullman and his mother, Diana, wrote and have distributed over 10,000 copies to patients, cancer centers all across the country when they're recently diagnosed to help them navigate their cancer disease.
And that website is ullmanfoundation.org?
Correct. ullmanfoundation.org. So everything I mentioned and much more can be found there, including Ullman House.
Wow. And that's great that you have the scholarships, because we know the financial burden of cancer is so great as well. That's nice to know that you're filling in the corners that way as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then the Ullman House, I couldn't be more excited for you guys. It's open in January. We're talking about a 12,000 square foot hospitality home in East Baltimore, right near Johns Hopkins Hospital, which we know is a world-class institution. Ton of of your clients and patients are in that area. So that provides free housing for young adults that are traveling to Baltimore for treatment, right? And Maeve, that's your wheelhouse, right, Maeve? You are the Ullman House manager, but you've also spent several years prior to that with Ullman Foundation. What role did you have prior to the house opening?
Yes, so before the house, I worked on our 4K for Cancer program, which is one of our major fundraisers that we do. So we send groups of college kids across the country either riding their bikes or running every summer. They cross the country, fundraise for us. And so that's one of our major ways that we can spread the word about Ullman, young adult cancer, and get funding to people that need it.
And so whose idea was the Ullman House? And then how quickly did that get off the ground? We're just like, you know what we need? We need more space. We need a place, all those things. We know our friends down the street, Ronald McDonald House Charities, recently opened up their beautiful new home as well. How does that happen? I mean, obviously the generosity of the community, of course. And
absolutely, yeah. So this went back to our work in hospitals with our patient navigators. So we have patient navigators who work directly with patients, and the Olivers were part of that. We make sure that they have the support they need while they're going through treatment, figuring out fertility preservation if they could be compromised going through treatment, figuring out how to navigate their insurance, things like that. And one of the greatest needs we saw through working with those patients within hospitals was that they were traveling to these great, amazing hospitals, Maryland, Hopkins, Children's in D.C., Walter Reed, and they didn't have a place to stay, right? So they're already facing the burden of cancer and paying for it. But then on top of that, they were maybe staying in hotels, staying in an apartment by themselves, and really having no social support besides the fact that it was financially draining to them.
Right, right. And that's what you guys talk about, too, that helps Ullman House helps to alleviate that sort of social isolation, not to mention that financial burden as
well.
Yeah,
absolutely. The music room from the Bostrong Foundation has been a huge part of that. I mean, we have someone right now, when we talk about kind of young adults going through trying to figure out their lives and then going through cancer, we have someone right now who goes to her treatment, she comes back and she's studying for the MCATs, right? So like
That's
your
great.
Life doesn't stop because you have cancer.
Sure
so
doesn't. Yeah.
They need a place where they can kind of do some of the things that they were maybe already doing while they're just kind of getting their treatment and doing that. Someone was learning how to play ukulele before they came to treatment, and now they can literally sit in the music room and like continue what they were already doing.
Practice. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, tell us about the space. Where is it? And, you know, what are some of the features, and how does somebody seek that out? Do they have to be, you know, affiliated with the Ullman Foundation in order
Absolutely.
To do that?
So what we do is we get referrals from local social workers or doctors. Anyone on a patient's care team can refer them to the house for the duration of their treatment. And we actually took over 6 abandoned row homes in East Baltimore. So it was an area that really needed some help. And so we were able to take these row homes, preserve the entire front structure, so it looks like that classic Baltimore row home with the stoops out front.
That's great.
It looks like home, and we completely renovated the inside, and it's a completely medically safe, clean, modern facility where there's a lot of communal space, people can hang out, they have their own private suite that they can go to if they just need some alone time. And it has a music room, a gym, navigation room, all that kind of stuff.
And how's the response been?
It's been great. I mean, we just actually had a game night last night hosted by a local volunteer, and people were, I mean, it's kind of like being on a reality show almost. Like, everyone's really getting along really well. And so it's been great for these residents to really just be able to like sit and hang out with each other. And like sometimes they talk about cancer and sometimes they're like, hey, like, what do you, you know, what's up for dinner tomorrow night? Or, you know, just kind of like that sense of normalcy they're able to feel in the house.
Absolutely.
Is really important.
That's
so.
really, I'm so glad that you're there. That's awesome. And Kathy, we keep mentioning, you know, Bo's Music Room. And I definitely want to reintroduce Kathy Oliver now. So Kathy Oliver, yes. Back for the reintro. Tell us about your journey with Ullman Foundation, how that started, and a little bit more about your son Bo's experience. And we want to hear about the Music Room and how that's so special to you and your foundation. And take it away.
So Bo was diagnosed at the age of 15 back in 2016 with Ewing sarcoma. And we found out about Ullman through our patient navigator, mm-hmm. Allie. And we've just been so blessed by Ullman. Bo received a scholarship because he was actually admitted to Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Oh, that's wonderful. So yeah. That's where the music, that passion comes from. Bo loved that.
You know, I always felt sorry for his teachers because he was the kid always playing on something at his desk. Music was always a huge part of his life. And he had just such a gift for it. He could just pick up any instrument and just play it.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, as I said, so he had received a scholarship and also the Fight Award.
And what's the Fight Award? That's cool. Sounds it was like an honor for sure.
It is for
Blue Jeans and Bow Ties Ball, which is our annual gala.
Right, right.
Yes, we do that in January and February, and we give awards to volunteers, supporters, patients.
Yeah. And Ewing sarcoma, that's a rare form of bone cancer, right?
It is.
So that is a tough one. So at what point did you guys find out about Ullman Foundation at that time? You know,
it was shortly after he was diagnosed. I'd say within 6 months. After being diagnosed, and again, you know, talking with Allie, our patient navigator at the mm-hmm. time, she was great with, you know, just giving us all the different resources that were available, and Ullman was a huge resource for us.
So tell us about the Music Room. I know you have your own foundation too, but how did you get, you know, together to make that happen? Because that sounds like a very special part of the house that we want to make sure everyone's aware of.
I'll let Kathy tell her side of the story, but you know, we're big believers in collaboration and community, is evident by my last time here with Amy and mm-hmm. her foundation. So we just saw a potential opportunity to work together, and I was all ears. I don't know if I approached you first or you approached me, but...
Yeah, it was a mutual friend of ours, Paula Silverman, who actually also was heading up Helping Others Fight, which is another program that we were grateful for.
I'm so glad you guys collaborate with each other. I love that sense of community. Talk about a sense of community.
Yeah,
I mean, geez, that's amazing.
And that's what it's all about.
It absolutely is.
Absolutely. Yeah. So she was actually on our board, and as we started this foundation, the Bo Strong Foundation, and we said, we really want to do something that really just represents Bo. And she said, well, you need to talk to Brock. You know, they're building this great, you know, residence. And so I think we reached out, and that's all she wrote.
And tell us about the Music Room, if we haven't had the pleasure of getting a chance to see it, but the visual of it, what kind of a space did you want to make that? And, you know, it obviously has Bo written all over it, you know.
It does.
You would have loved that room.
You know, it's a place that Bo would have really enjoyed hanging out. So people have been great as far as donating furniture. So it's furnished. We have instruments in there. We are also working on getting recording equipment in there, because what we want to do is not just have a cool place to hang out and listen to music and play music, but we want to have, we're getting together a network of local musicians. So if a kid like Bo comes through that has a talent, we can say, hey, this kid's here, you know, let's say, you know, he's a bass player, so we need a guitarist, a vocalist, and call on our network of musicians to come and have a jam session.
Yeah.
And not only that, but we also want to provide a recording of that. So we're going to place recording equipment in there as well. So when we have this jam session, this is something a young adult can go home with,
mm-hmm.
a recording, and just to really kind of keep things up. And you know, it's such a tough time and such a tough journey they're going through,
and music can be such great therapy. Yeah,
there's science behind mm-hmm. music.
And, oh, absolutely.
You know, Bo had a playlist, it was called his morphine playlist, and it was a lot of Pink Floyd. There's science behind it that based on certain, you know, chords and tones and things like that, it can, you know, reduce anxiety, it mm-hmm. can reduce stress, and his morphine playlist did exactly that. Before scan or before, you know, going into the hospital, he would put that on, and it just brought his blood pressure down, and it just made him very calm.
It's very powerful, and I look forward to hearing like the Omen Foundation band and the recordings and a concert. I mean, there's so much you could do with that. I'm thinking fundraisers. I'm thinking festivals. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, why not think big? You know,
right? It's great. And that's one of the ways we're thinking big is we want to, let's say, Ed Sheeran or a large, you know, really well known singer comes through. We can say, hey.
Stop by.
Come by. We've got everything you need. You just have to walk in, sit down, and start playing.
Yep. It's easier to make music these days. It really is. I mean, people do it anywhere, you know, so that's a fantastic idea. I love that. And the music room we know is so special in Omen House, too. But what else, Kathy, makes volunteering to and just spending time at the house meaningful for you? How has that been, you know, therapeutic and helpful and inspiring and all those other things? Like, it's got to be really cool to just be there.
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, I feel blessed to be a part of this, and we're there every Wednesday night in the music room with everyone, and it's just I keep saying kids because I'm old, but
I hear you. Yeah.
You know, the young adults that are there are just, it's amazing to see them continuing to live their lives and going through this cancer journey, and they're so real, and you just sit and talk with them, and it's just...
And they must get so much from you, too, you know, that you've been through so much. And
well, I feel like I get more from them, without a doubt. But it's nice to be able to just sit and talk.
Yeah.
And we get it. And I think that means something, because I know when we were going through it, just being able to sit to talk and talk with somebody who got it, who'd been through it, there's just an extra security there, I guess.
Yeah, that's very comforting.
Comfortableness.
That's wonderful. And now I heard some of these events flying by too. Oh, well, real quick, I'd be remiss, Kathy, we didn't mention your foundation again. How can people get in touch and tell us about some of the things that you do throughout the year and how people can get involved with your charity as well?
Oh, absolutely. It's bowstrongfoundation.org is our website. We just had an art auction this past Saturday with Saints and Sinners, a tattoo shop down in Fells Point.
Oh, yeah, that's famous.
Yeah, and just... You know, we've been blessed by so many amazing people. We do every October, we do a Bowstrong Music Festival.
That's
It'll
awesome.
Be October 5th.
Cool.
And it's held at the Daniels Restaurant and Bar in Elkridge. Kelly Bell Band is going to be there headlining this year, as he did last year. And it's just, music is, you know, the universal language. It just brings people together.
Yeah. Is any of you, people can't see you, but you have some great ink of your own as well. Anything from Saints and Sinners that you're wearing is wearable art?
Yes, most of it is. Absolutely.
So again, it's all the
big shout out to them. Absolutely.
Yeah, shout out to the community, and the support of that is just everything. That's amazing. So you've got lots of fun things on the calendar and ways that people can get involved as well. And
and
Omen, I know you guys are famous for all of your events. Tell us about, I know Fight Night is coming up too, coming up soon, and I missed it last year, but Brock, will you sign me up for this? Tell me what the deeds are. It's not sold out yet, right? Because I know it does almost every year, right?
Yeah, not sold out yet. It is September 21st. It's at the Horseshoe in Baltimore City, and it's a great event. We are this is the second year we have in it, so and you know, we just wanted to try something
new. It's only 2 years. Why do I feel like this is talk about a signature event?
It should have been going on for years. It's so fun.
Yeah,
it's so fun
right out of the gate.
So we spent 21 years trying to knock out cancer, so we figured we might as well just literally get people in the ring to do it for us. So there's an opportunity to buy tickets for sponsorships. This year we're doing we haven't announced it yet, but I'll share it here first. We're doing an everyday hero bout. So we'll have three bouts, six individuals that are lacing up, training for 2 months and getting in the ring. People like you and I, Gina.
Yes.
So so it's a great way for us to have a great party, engage our community, to raise money and awareness for the fight against cancer, literally and figuratively.
I get that so much. And you know what? Thank you for debuting and premiering that exclusive info right here.
You heard it here first.
Heard it here first. She's going to be in the ring.
Spotlight on Maryland. And Horseshoe Casino is great. That's where you had it last year too, right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. So they're a great partner as well. How do people get involved in that? How can you be in the, what was the name of this exclusive?
Everyday Hero. We'll reach out to us. We have some bouts lined up. You know, boxing's a fickle sport. People get hurt. So we might have openings. You never know in training. But if it's not boxing, if it's not riding or running your bike cross country like Maeve did, there's something for everything at Omen. And we can certainly talk more about that. We have tons of ways. What I'd focus on right now is the house. Yeah, I started this morning at the house riding a bike with one of our residents, and I'll be back there in about an hour cooking dinner with my wife and friends.
That's amazing. Yeah. So that, I was going to ask, that's very important for us to tell people how they can get involved, because this is their house as well. Volunteering, doing something like that, like cooking a meal like you're doing with your family, Brock, or hosting an activity. Maeve, how can they get involved in that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so we have people come in. We try to get someone in every night of the week during the week to either cook dinner, do an activity. We had a game night last night. The Olivers are going to be in to do kind of like a jam session tonight. So if you go to ulmanfoundation.org, you can look for our volunteer opportunities and sign up there. Reach out to us and see, you know, based on your interests, we'll find a place for you.
Yep. So every night you need help with something.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
And do you have to have any skills? Like if you have, I'm not much of a cook, but can I like buy some stuff at Whole Foods or something?
You can. So we actually... we do love if people cook in the house. We have this amazing state-of-the-art kitchen. Incredible.
Wow.
So we love just kind of the act of cooking. Like people gather around, they come and hang out in the living room while volunteers are cooking. It's awesome. But there is opportunity if you wanted to bring in some. We also do breakfast. So like if you want to bring in some like bagels and coffee and stuff like that and just hang out in the morning at like 7:30 for like an hour.
That's
awesome before people go to treatment. If you want to do an activity, run a game night, that's awesome. If you want to come by and
music
like,
trivia or something
like that. Yeah, trivia would be so fun. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love that.
Let's do that.
I mean, everybody that wants to go brunching, but wouldn't it be so much more rewarding to grab a bunch of, go to THB and just
absolutely
hook it up. Everybody needs their coffee to get rolling.
Right.
I mean, I love this sense of community and family because that's what you want. That
absolutely.
Puts a smile on people's faces when they see breakfast coming down the road.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You come down in the kitchen in the morning and you're like standing there and someone brings in bagels, like you're the hero of
that
the hour.
Is
so
awesome.
Yeah.
That is so great. Or hosting an activity. So it could be anything that you have skills in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Game night. We like a paint night.
It's a great idea.
Anything. Yeah. We do yoga. We do mindfulness. There's a whole host of things we've done.
And as Ullman house managers, that kind of fall under your jurisdiction for sort of organizing everything like that. Or how do you get what other kind of, you know, any other staff that you, but either one of you want to shout out because I know you don't do it by yourselves.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. We have an amazing staff. So actually Ullman as a whole, we have about 25 people on staff who do all different things. They run fight night. They do fundraisers. My house staff consists of a wellness coordinator who really focuses on getting patients in the house comfortable and some of the programming for them. And then we have a volunteer coordinator through Volunteer Maryland who helps organize all the volunteers that are coming through. So we also have a housekeeper who flips rooms and makes sure everything is hotel ready.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really awesome. We have a pretty cool crew over there. So,
that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm so excited for you guys. Anything I'm forgetting to talk about, we've got like about 2 minutes left. So it's like the 2 minute warning, which is an eternity in television.
Yeah.
But
in
radio, you're like, what am I forget? What have we forgotten? Brock, what else do we have? I know any other signature events throughout the year or ways that people can give and donate, or is it really all about Ullman House right now in your mind?
We're pretty active, if you haven't caught that. We do have something right around the corner called Point to Point. It's a 7 or 8 day walk run from Locust Point to the southernmost point, Key West. So we're actively recruiting individuals that want to commit to that, and it's a great opportunity to participate and engage in the work that we're doing.
So does Point to Point, you guys are located down in Locust Point, so does it kind of start?
Starts right there, outside of our office.
Where your headquarters
are,
right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And even though you're moving beyond to serve other states too, you always, you know, born and bred and headquartered here and always will be, right?
Yeah. The family's here. The foundation was started here. And, you know, we're reaching people in every state from Baltimore because, as I say, Baltimore is, to Alaska, our the longest traveled guest right now is from Alaska at Ullman House.
That's so cool. And staying there currently?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how long will people generally, I guess it varies based on treatment and things like that, but is it unusual, like, to, you know, or not unusual, I should say, to have people there for long periods of time?
Yeah, so we have an open-ended reservation. So, like, as long as you're in treatment and you need the house, you can stay. So we've had people stay for a few days. We've had people stay for 2 to 3 months. So it really just depends.
That's really cool. And, again, people can get more information on all of your wonderful events, programs, and Ullman House and Ullman Foundation at ullmanfoundation.org.
That's it, yep.
Also where they find out, you know, ways that they can donate and volunteer and get involved. And is that the most important thing anybody hearing this program today can help out by just reaching out? Is it that simple, Brock?
Yeah, we say no one should have to face cancer alone. They should also have shouldn't have to fight it alone. So whether you want to get involved or you might need our support, we encourage you to, if you're listening to this, make a call, shoot an email, visit the website, and we're here. We're here to be with you.
Awesome. And Kathy Oliver, thank you so much, too, for sharing your story and Bo as well. And tell everyone, once again, how they can get a hold of Bo Strong Foundation.
So it's bostrongfoundation.org. And really, our mission is to is more than just the music. It's also to support holistic wellness. And what we really want to do is be the people that we needed when we were going through this journey and
yep.
to come alongside us and support us, which is what Omen's about as well.
Yeah, I sense that about you guys, that if you don't have it, you're working on it and you're going to fill that need that you
Absolutely.
See. Because it's
mm-hmm.
all about like asking people what they need and noticing what they need, collaborating with each other, going through it together. That's
absolutely
just the way you get it done.
Yeah.
Right? That's awesome. Well, congrats to all of you guys. We've been talking also to Maeve Cook, the Omen House manager, and our friend Brock Yetzo, president and CEO. Can we just have you back like almost weekly? That would be just with updates.
I just keep Brock trolling you on social
show.
Media.
So, right, please keep commenting. Keep up. That's,
yes.
That's what social media is all about. That being said, good way to end things. How can we find you guys?
Yes.
How and where on social media?
We are Omen Foundation on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Yeah, we're trying to do some fun stuff besides, you know, just the serious cancer stuff. So
Yes. And also, don't forget, Fight Night happening, second annual, right, Brock, Saturday, September 21st at Horseshoe Casino. Where else can you see us in the ring like that? All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. If anybody,
thank you, Gina.
Thank you guys all for being here. Thank you for your time. I know you're very, very busy and you're heading back to Omen House right now.
Yep.
So we'll wrap it up and say thank you guys so much for listening, too. If you want to reach out on social media, you can find me everywhere at Gina Crash. We'll see you next time. This has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.